what's the atmosphere like in the locker room? How are you feeling with the tie?
I think we're all pretty disappointed with the result. Certainly not the one we were looking for. So we'll go back to work and clean up a lot of things. But yeah, I think it's safe to say we're disappointed, but looking forward to getting back to work and working on the things we got to improve on.
In your fourth and three in overtime, did you feel like you wanted to have the ball in that chance offensively, fourth and three in overtime?
Yeah, I mean, I think those situations, you know, our coaches and you know, he's got a group of people who study those situations and make the best decision for us in the game situation. So I understand that. And you know, we had a chance, got the ball back, had a chance to go down and kick it. So, yeah, I understand.
You mentioned you're disappointed in the result. How much do you almost view it as a loss? I mean, that's what it kind of sounds like when I'm listening to you talk about it.
Well, it's not a loss. It's not a win either. So I think, you know, you understand that part of it, but I think just disappointed that we could have played better, could have taken advantage of some situations and won the game. So that's the disappointing part, but it's not a loss. You know, I think we understand that, but we'll look to improve going forward.
And what was the feeling today on the legacy game? With the fans, can you describe it?
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere in there. You know, we felt the fan support and energy throughout the game, especially down the stretch there in the fourth quarter. So we appreciate that, and you know, hats off to them for the energy and juice they brought all game.
Deep pass to Slayton. I guess that was the end of regulation. You guys had an opportunity there. What kind of happened there? What did you see from that play?
You're talking about the one on the right side or the?
You know, down the center of the field. I think it was on first down when you had the ball back late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they let him go. I saw him and tried to get it to him there. Yeah, tough play, but yeah, I thought we had a chance to make it.
Can you take us through the emotions of the game from being down 10 early, taking the lead late, and then all the back and forth in overtime?
Yeah, I mean, we got kind of dug a hole for ourselves to start the game going down 10, so that was tough. And I thought we, you know, finished the first half strong, clawing back and tying it up, and then you know, started the second half well, but you know, didn't do enough down the stretch. We had plenty of opportunities and didn't convert on them. So yeah, disappointing down the stretch for sure.
What happened on the third down play just before the fourth down? Looks like a miscommunication in the backfield.
Yeah, miscommunication. I gotta get us in the right situation, get us in the right play, and that's on me there.
What kind of happened there? So it looked like you were kind of trying to tell Richie something right before the play.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I got to do a better job communicating that and making sure we're in the right play, in the right situation, and execute in those critical situations. So, I gotta be better there.
Where do you think the running game is at this point? Coming off two tough games, but maybe a little bit of improvement today. But what did you see from the running game?
I thought we ran it well for the most part. I thought the guys up front did well against a good front, you know, we were able to move the line of scrimmage and create some plays in the run game. So, you know, like each aspect of our offense, we'll go back and study it and see what we can work on. But I thought the guys up front played well.
How much pressure did you have going into overtime?
I mean, it's an important game. I think we all felt that, all understood what was at stake. But, you know, I think you focus on what you got to do. You focus on executing and you know, we all felt prepared for the situation.
What does a tie mean for your playoff hopes? How do you view that?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that or looked at how that's gonna affect us. But you know, we're taking it one week at a time, and you know, we got to clean up this film and look to improve, and then get ready to play our best ball next week. So that's what we're focused on.